A few months after her partner died of a drug overdose, Emily Rodriguez says she began looking through Federal Election Commission filings to see if candidates were taking money from drug companies accused in lawsuits of contributing to the opioid crisis.
These corporations, I mean, we talked about regularly, my partner and I, we knew that without these corporations and their actions, he would not have to fight this kind of addiction.
Rodriguez is with CU Indivisible, which is criticizing Republican Congressman Rodney Davis for taking $33,000 this election cycle from companies that make or distribute prescription opioids. Rodriguez says Davis's Democratic challenger, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, has accepted about $2,000 from drug companies in general. A spokesperson for Davis says CU Indivisible is politicizing the issue, while the congressman supports several bipartisan bills addressing opioid addiction. I'm Anna Casey,